Well, it's yet another one of those strange stories. A child is born born, and as can be expected, the parents are overwhelmed with joy as they welcome their new son into the world. And like most new parents, they would no doubt gaze into their baby's eyes and dream about those things that he would one day accomplish. Oh, he was going to do great things, because after all, this was not just any child. This was their child, their legacy, their hope for the future. But as time went on, however, it became obvious that something was wrong. I mean, why wasn't he reaching for his cup? Why didn't he at least follow his mother's progress around the house with his eyes? And when he was in the sun, why didn't he ever fuss or close his eyes? Unless, of course, he was... No. No, his eyes may look a little funny, but all he needs is another few weeks. He's okay. There's nothing wrong with him. Then the day finally came when they had to admit the truth. Their son was blind. But they lived in a society, in a world where that meant that they had done something wrong. But what could they have done? What sin had they committed that was so great that God would do this to them and to their innocent son? I mean, not only were they going to be the ridicule of all their neighbors, but their son was going to grow up and people were going to laugh at him, and they were going to call him names, and they were going to use him as an object lesson of everything not to be. And the only occupation that he would be allowed to have would be that of a beggar. His world was locked in. He had no other choice. He grew up to be a beggar. But I can only imagine that he was the best beggar in all Jerusalem. He knew exactly where to stand and what to say and when to back away, who to approach and who to leave alone. As time went on, everyone who lived in the city knew who he was. They knew his patterns and his behavior. They knew when he would be at the city gate or when he would be standing in the marketplace and just where it was he would take his place in the temple court. And then one day, Jesus was making his way towards the temple when he saw the man. It was Sabbath, and so the man was not allowed to beg or to do anything that would draw attention to himself. But for some reason, as they made their way through the crowd, his disciples noticed the man and they said, "Master, tell us, who sinned? His parents or him?" And before the man knew what was happening, Jesus was putting mud on his eyes and telling him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And when he did as he had been told, a miracle occurred, and he could see. Now, it's what happened next that makes this story so strange. The very man who had spent his life being ridiculed and humiliated by the upstanding citizens of Jerusalem and their devout, holy leaders. Suddenly, he was a total stranger. I mean, the neighbors started arguing about who he was. Some said, yes, it is he, and others said, no way. We don't know who he is, but he's not the man you think he is. And it wasn't long before even his own parents were brought into the discussion. And although they admitted that that had to be their son, they didn't go much further than that, did they? They didn't rejoice with him. They didn't stand up before the authorities and say, you know, this is that miracle we've been praying for. They just said, no, you're going to have to ask him. He's of age. Keep us out of this one. Christians, doesn't that strike you as odd? I mean, the only thing that had changed about the man was the fact that he could now see. He was the same person. He was dressed the same. His face was the same. His mannerisms was the same. He walked into the room the exact same way he always did. The only thing that changed was the fact that he could see, and yet no one recognized him. No one was willing to rejoice with him. No one was willing to stand next to him. It was as if, because he was no longer blind, he was nobody. And while it would be easy for us to condemn our ancient brothers and sisters, the truth is the same phenomenon is at work in our society today. It's not at all unusual for a reformed alcoholic or an addict to be abandoned by his or her friends and family. If they refuse to return to their own ways, if they refuse to be the person that nobody really liked, but everybody knew, then nobody wants them. If they refuse to return to their old ways, it's as though they're suddenly invisible. They no longer matter. And regrettably, we sometimes see the same behavior in church too. When someone undergoes a conversion experience, when he or she honestly confesses, repents, and turns around, well, God may forgive them. God may forget. But as for the rest of us, well, how often do we remind them and others of who they were? You know, like the Pharisees in today's scripture reading, Far too often, when someone really turns their lives around, especially if it's someone who's hurt us deeply, we don't want to believe their story. We don't want to believe it because it opposes what we do want to believe. And it's the story we want to believe that we tell to others. Well, friends, if you're the person who's trying to change, if you're the one who has felt Jesus' healing hand in your life, if you're the one who's become invisible to others because you won't become who you used to be, then remember the man in today's story. When there was no one else who believed him, when there was no one to rejoice with him or encourage him, he knew that Jesus was still there and that Jesus would love him and care for him. And Jesus will do the same for you too. All you have to do is seek him out and trust him. And if you happen to be one of those who remembers when, who just can't seem to let go of another person's past, or maybe it's your past you can't let go of, then remember, Jesus wants to stand next to you too. He wants to heal you. He wants to touch your heart and transform your life so you too can be a new creation through him. Quoting Deborah Capp, "The light of the world is in our midst, and we need not shut our eyes. In fact, the best thing you can do is open your eyes. Open them wide. We will not be blinded by the light. We will be saved. To God be the glory." Amen.